Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Had Anthony Edwards on earlier, and that was fun. He called us MFers in a fun way. And check out the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Chad Zumach, our comedian Fred Chad, will call a half hour or so from now.
Likely story.
Chris Porter tomorrow, right?
Yeah, if he figures out time zones.
Yeah. And I believe... Mark Lundholm on Friday. It's Wednesday.
There's good. The yes. Tourette's kicking in.
Right.
Good.
I do that more to remind myself.
Seinfeld 66 today.
What'd you say about Seinfeld there, Nick?
He's got a special coming out on Netflix.
Yeah.
May 5th, I think.
Yeah.
I still like those comedians in cars getting coffee.
Yeah.
They're 20-minute episodes. They're really easy watches.
Do they stand up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I watched Lewis Black one. Yeah, they go get coffee and they hang out. Yeah,
they're fun to watch.
Yeah, out of all of them, I think like there's what 40? 50, there's a ton of them.
Yeah.
I think there's like one that I didn't watch all the way through.
Okay,
Miranda Sings. So skip that one.
Yeah.
Other than that, they're all amazing.
Yeah. Well, they're comedians. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and the ones that are good are the ones that you can tell he's friends with or has a response. There's some people you can tell they're like publicists, their agent got him on the show, and they're kind of awkward.
Yeah, that's why I like the Lewis one, because they've known each other for years.
Yeah, they know each other.
I like that. Madigan did one. And there's been a few of them few people we know.
And some of them that I thought were going to suck, and like the Sarah Jessica Parker one, I was like, this is going to be awful.
Yeah,
but it was that was one of the best ones.
Yeah, she's so New York, she's probably pulled it off pretty well, yeah.
Yeah, when they've been friends forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I never perceived her as funny. Is she funny?
I never disliked her.
I don't dislike her.
I like her a lot of things. Yeah.
I'm telling you, the episode with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks.
Oh, both of them.
When he goes over to Carl Reiner's house and they're both just sitting there in recliners with TV trays watching Jeopardy.
Oh, really?
And it's hilarious.
It was incredible.
So he's Todd. TV trays watching Jeopardy.
Those two are amazing.
Except Reiner and Mel Brooks are in their 90s.
Yeah. The George Wallace episode was great. They're sitting there at a diner in Las Vegas.
What's a diner?
Yeah, it's where people used to gather. Jess Seinfeld, he's like, where do you think all these people are from? And George Wallace just goes, where are y'all from? And people yell out, Arkansas, Miami, whatever. So, everybody's like trying to hear what those guys are saying.
Of course they are, right?
Hey, we do have a couple deaths to report.
Does anybody in the age group of, let's say, 18 to 54 watch Jeopardy? I mean, it's still on the air for a reason.
People.
And all the contestants are fairly young.
I think the people are only because to be good at that, you got to be a young, sharp person.
Yeah.
That's not a slow game. Oh, I know the answer, but I'm slow on the button. That's everybody over 50 or over 40 for that matter. You mentioned. I don't know. I think I've never watched the show, so it didn't really matter to me how old I was,
I've watched it a couple times.
Yeah. I know what it is about. I just think it's hilarious.
But you don't see for that reason a lot of the older contestants because, it's all about the buzzer.
Yeah, it's all about the buzz.
And their reaction time isn't as good.
Right.
Well, they should have, geriatric week.
They should. That'd be
They have college week.
They do have college week.
They have, over 60. Right. Everybody level the playing field with the button.
People just yell stuff out. What is? You can hit the button first, John.
Right. AARP week.
Yeah.
Well, according to this, the median age of Jeopardy viewers is 64.2.
Wow.
I told you, man. Nobody cares. Todd does, and my dad does. And between them, they're 64.2.
Yeah, 64 is between my age and Ed's age.
Yeah, somewhere in there, right. Yeah.
My son was watching, my youngest was watching a Lifetime movie yesterday. He's he loves them. And they kept going to commercial break, and they kept showing this Medicare commercial.
Right,
and he's
right.
like, how many old people are watching this?
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, I watch a lot of old people TV because I'll see those ads on the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
Weather Channel and AccuWeather
yeah.
have a lot of old people infomercials. Yeah. And I'm jotting them down.
Here comes the weather.
For future use.
Here comes the weather. Here comes the weather. Let's watch it again.
Alex Trebek is always trying to sell me life insurance. Early morning when I get up first thing and flip on the news, he's always there telling me about the $9.95 a month life insurance.
Zulus for 2000. Take a look. Here, as on each September 24th, Zulus celebrate a holiday that was named in honor of this warrior leader of the early 1800s. Sarah.
Who is Shaka Khan?
Shaka Khan. Matt.
Who is Shaka Zulu?
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I want to do. Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, Shaka Khan.
So, we spice up Jeopardy for you a couple days later.
How did they not acknowledge that when it happened?
I know.
They just move right on.
You got to laugh. Shaka Khan. That's hilarious. Remember that old song? And they start playing it. Yeah. I think he should do a show with a DJ like Ellen does, you know?
Yeah.
Come out dancing.
Dig out Shaka Khan there.
Couple deaths to report.
Deadpool hits.
I didn't even look at Marty Smith.
Who's that?
Don't know Marty Smith.
The ESPN reporter?
Legendary motocross rider.
Huh.
Oh. Nope, different guy.
I didn't know there were any legendary motocross riders.
He was riding his dune buggy. He's 63.
No. Oh, he died doing what he loved?
He and his wife were driving around in the dune buggy. He was not wearing any restraints. She had a lap belt on. They flipped, and they're dead.
Both of them.
They're both dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
How'd she die?
She was in the vehicle that flipped, wearing only a lap belt.
Yeah, you'd think you'd wear the four-point harness and just roll around with the Jeep. You could, and I could see how those things are dangerous, though.
He was inducted into the AMA Motorcycle Museum Hall of Fame in 2000.
Man. Not COVID then, right? Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, the dune buggy takes you out during the global pandemic.
Man.
Yeah. And Bollywood star, and I don't know if I'm saying Irfan's name correctly.
It's spelled that way.
Irfan Khan. He was in Slumdog Millionaire and Jurassic World, among other things.
Anybody have him?
I didn't even look. Oh, no, I did look, and no one had him. Mm-hmm. He was 53. He died Wednesday of a colon infection at a hospital in Mumbai. He's appeared in more than 50 films. He also had battled a rare form of the cancer.
Uh-oh.
Is that me?
No, it's my phone. I usually leave it in the office.
Who's calling you?
No idea.
I heard you on the radio.
He was also in Life of Pi, The Amazing Spider-Man, Inferno.
I'm getting a lot more spam now
since
I killed the landline.
Yeah.
And his mom had died the week before.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Pick me up, make me feel good, Craig.
Yeah, terrible thing. Thanks to travel restrictions, we started to get into this a few minutes ago.
Yeah, terrible thing. Terrible thing.
Thanks to travel restrictions, fewer people are flying.
Yes.
Airport security screeners.
Are they out of work?
Are finding fewer guns in carry-on baggage.
Well, that's a good thing.
Because there's fewer carry-on bags.
You would think so.
Yeah.
You would think that's a good thing. The ratio, however, of guns to passengers seeking to board airplanes has jumped sharply. Adjusting for the 95% drop in travelers, TSA screeners found a gun at 2.7 times the rate of a year ago.
I think at this point...
Almost three times more.
I think at this point it should be more of a crime than just, I'm sorry, I'll pay a fine.
TSA.
I think you should go to jail.
What happens in that instance? They confiscate your gun and you don't get it back?
That's probably it, but it's also probably a slap on the wrist.
Are you ticketed?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that a misdemeanor?
It should be more than that now.
A citation?
I don't know if you're charged with anything.
Do you still get to fly to Tampa?
19 years after 9/11. I think we should probably, stop. You can't do it, and we're not going to fine you anymore.
But I'm going to a protest.
We're going to put you in jail.
TSA did not offer an explanation. Jeff Price, who teaches aviation security at the Metropolitan State University in Denver, told the Associated Press that he thinks there are several reasons behind the higher rate of gun discoveries, whether it was a recent spike in gun sales, an apocalypse mindset.
That's it.
That makes people feel justified carrying a gun on the plane, maybe shorter TSA lines, fewer people to screen so they can take more time with each person and their belongings.
Well, they think they're flying during a pandemic. It's basically Mad Max in the air. I'm going to take my gun. In case the virus shows up.
The mindset of somebody who gets on a plane now is the same person who would take a gun on a plane.
And you got that from where, Craig?
Associated Press. In past government-run covert tests, TSA screeners failed to find fake weapons a high percentage of the time. One trend has held constant in 2019 and 2020.
Sex toys.
Most of the guns that TSA screeners find in carry-on bags are loaded.
Man.
Oh, that's comforting.
Of the 317 guns found, 263 were loaded.
How many loaded dildos you find?
Well, what you do in that instance is you take the batteries out.
You unload it.
Because they get a little nervous when things buzz in your luggage. I always take the batteries out of my electric toothbrush if I have it in my carry-on stuff.
Which also doubles as a dildo, too, by
the way. Yeah, it does. Yep. It works if you just work the spot. It'll do the job.
Okay.
I can get a voucher on that, too, I bet.
I bet you can.
If I'm reading this right, if you try to take your gun through TSA and they catch you, they can fine you, just a civil fine through TSA.
Right.
Not a criminal thing, but they can, depending on the specifics of the situation, you can be charged with a third-degree felony or even a Class A misdemeanor.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I'm tired of this now.
Apparently, it's up to the discretion of TSA whether you get criminal charges brought against you.
How about the gun goes away forever, too? I like that part of it, because that would piss off most people.
It says they may confiscate your gun. Airport police may confiscate your gun.
So you might get it back.
Stupid.
They probably give you a chance to go put it out in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd probably have to choose at that point of getting on the plane or taking your gun.
Right. Do they escort you, or do they just let you walk through the airport with a loaded gun?
That's a great point, because you're pissed off you're missing your flight with a loaded gun.
Right.
That's
just running to your car?
Right. Leave your guns at home.
Who's the guy with a gun in his hand running through the airport? Oh, that's Todd. He forgot to declare it.
He wants to make the flight, and then he gets shot running through the parking lot with a gun.
These people still put their shampoo in a bag?
Yes.
Like a little plastic bag that you have your loaded gun right next to it?
Right. I'm not sure I'm going to put my vodka in the future now, right there in the shampoo bottle.
You can go on if you want to fly with a gun. TSA tells you what to do.
Yeah, but it's underneath the plane.
You can go on a website.
Right.
Yeah, but you can't put it in your carry-on luggage.
No.
Yeah, you got to have it locked up and declared so they know you have it and what's there.
These are probably people who don't fly very much, and they feel safe flying now, and it's cheap. So
no, I think it's it's the world's going to end.
Apocalypse mindset.
The people who do not carry guns onto planes, they say,
are
families. And no families are flying now, or very few, because there's not vacations.
Right.
Which leaves the other people are more likely to bring a gun.
I think the pandemic mindset, too. I'm going to shoot that virus if it shows up in that plane.
I know you can't fly with bear spray.
No.
You can't even check. The bear spray.
Oh, you can't even check it.
Nope. You've got to get the bear spray at your destination. Right.
What if there's a bear on the plane?
Yeah.
Then you're screwed.
How you doing?
Yeah. You hope he's friendly.
We're all screwed.
Then you probably
he wraps you up real tight.
You probably met on Tinder and then he's supposed to be there.
Yeah, I've been called to the ticket counter more than once saying, we found some bear spray in your luggage.
You should,
And I guess I didn't get the message the first time. It happened twice.
Is that still illegal?
Did you find a bear?
Oh.
No, but I found some bear spray at my destination. And then you just got to leave it there. It's like weed.
Yeah. Give it to the guy at the rental return.
Yeah.
Here's a baggie and a canister of bear spray. Merry Christmas. A
can of bear spray. That stuff's expensive.
Yeah. I'm sure.
A little tube of bear spray is about $50.
Wow.
What sort of range does that have?
Oh, depends on the wind. 6 or 8 feet, probably.
When's the last time you sprayed a bear in the face?
I've never sprayed a bear in the face.
And what's it cost to not see a bear?
I don't think you can buy that.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A survey conducted by AmericanMarijuana.org.
There you go.
American marijuana.
Asked over 1,000 American cannabis consumers their attitudes on marijuana during the pandemic, the global pandemic. About 3 in 10 participants are smoking more weed than normal during the pandemic.
What about you guys, you stoners, all three of you? More or the same?
More.
Yeah, probably a little more.
More, and... more. Craig was like a horse answering a question. He means more.
He's right now stomping out the number of joints he's smoking with his foot.
That was a great answer.
Be for real.
Yeah. More. Okay, got it.
So about 3 in 10 participants are smoking more weed than normal during the pandemic, and about the same, maybe a bit fewer, are smoking less. 39% say they're smoking about the same amount. 6% have quit smoking weed altogether.
Are they
during
out?
This time?
Must be out.
Yeah, they just run out.
Not money.
They also asked the participants, since the COVID-19 outbreak, have you switched to other marijuana consuming methods besides smoking? Edibles, oils, whatnot.
Just to mix it up?
72%. Nope, no change. Sticking with the smoking.
All right.
Since the outbreak, have you consumed any anxiety relief supplements?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you were asking me.
Yeah, he is, actually.
If yes, compared with weed, which is more effective to you in terms of therapeutic effects?
Ativan or weed, what's more effective to you, Tom?
Well, if I don't take the Ativan for a couple of days, I feel physical effects.
All right.
And I can go a couple of days without smoking weed.
Got it.
Although I don't remember the last time I've gone a couple of days without smoking weed.
Was that back when you were in Chile?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I just did that, and it did not go well last night.
Oh, you went? Yeah, you didn't smoke last night.
No.
And you were in a bad mood.
But I smoked the night before.
Yeah, yeah.
I should have smoked. I probably should have just smoked.
Did you drink last night?
But why?
Did you drink last night?
No.
Okay, I didn't.
Really?
I don't drink Monday or Tuesdays. Try to get away with nothing.
I don't know you.
I was talking to my dad last night. He's like, oh, I was driving to pick my son up from work. He's like, oh, what are you going to do later? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe go to sleep or maybe make a cocktail. I'm like, I don't want to be hungover. I'm like, does it even matter?
Yeah.
I just slog through the day anyway. Yeah. Like,
no, it doesn't really matter. I mean, because you can tell dick jokes hungover. We all do. I've done it.
Yeah.
I've done it for 30 years.
Right. It's not a forklift.
No, it's not. It's not. I don't want to be too hungover. Because then I start to fade.
Yeah.
But in the beginning of the show, the two hungover works fine. It's about the third hour I go, whoa, way too much booze last night.
Sometimes there's just the right amount of hungover.
I'm with you.
Where your brain works a little differently.
I'm with you on that.
And you're still kind of firing on all cylinders.
I'm with you. Yeah. I like that. I like that feeling.
Yeah, but you can't be consistently hungover.
No, you can't.
And sometimes it backfires on you.
Like I said, I'm not drinking Mondays or Tuesdays. And Becky thinks it's not a big deal. I said, no, I said, because I want to be able to look forward to drinking because we're just stuck home. But I don't know why. I just don't drink Mondays or Tuesdays. Now, I wasn't going to drink tonight, but after this conversation, I know I'm going. It's going to be Wednesday. Of course I'm going to drink.
Yeah, I'm going to go get some margarita supplies.
There you go. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, we're getting Mexican tonight. Right. So, we'll get the half gallon of margaritas.
So, back to the question. Since the outbreak, have you consumed any anxiety relief supplements? If yes, compared with weed, which is more effective to you?
Okay.
About two-thirds said, nah, sticking with weed.
All right.
Of the ones who did try an anti-anxiety source other than marijuana, 76% said, nah, weed is much better.
Yeah, but it's illegal in a lot of places, and all the other drugs you mentioned are legal.
I didn't mention any of them.
Well, I know, but you said other anxiety medicine is usually legal.
Well, and relief.
Yeah.
That could be alcohol or anything.
Oh, that's true. That's true, too.
Yeah, that could be anything.
Yeah.
And you got to get a prescription if you want Valium or...
Yeah,
for those things.
Still legal.
But there's any number of ways that they... to get some anxiety relief that's not necessarily...
A pill?
Prescribed. Prescribed. Since the outbreak, have you kept sharing... joints, bongs, bowls, pipes, joints, spliffs, vape pens, etc.
Well, you can't share because you're not supposed to share. Unless it's a family member sitting around with you. Yeah.
If you're in the same house.
Somebody you live with.
I suppose you could share a joint with them.
Yeah.
The rate of sharing smoking apparatuses has dropped. About 72% of respondents have stopped sharing smoking apparatuses with others. Of those who continue to share, 38% say they just can't stop. It's a habit.
I know we discussed this early in the pandemic, that there will be no passing the bong around anymore.
Don't you think if you have a party, if you have one of your pot parties, if you guys have one of your pot parties, everybody's got to bring their own bong. I'm telling you, I know Craig doesn't think so, but I mean, for a while, at least for a while, I'm not going to shake hands for a long time because I don't want to get sick, any sickness. I guarantee you, I ain't taking a toke off one of your bongs.
No, that's why you bring your,
Own bong.
You bring your...
I'll bring a Coke can. I don't own a bong.
You bring your big Hunter S. Thompson cigarette holder.
Can I come to your pot party?
And you pass the joint around like that.
That doesn't make you sound like a cop at all.
Not at all. Not at all. That's why I said...
But I don't think the cigarette holder thing would even work for Pat, because you don't want to even touch the joint. You're all going to have to bring your own individual joint.
You're definitely not passing a joint. Those things are gross anyway because it's all saliva all over those.
You can't pass the pipe. You can't pass the vape pen. No. You got to bring your own.
Yep.
To your pot party.
Right. Yeah, I brought a pipe, but I didn't bring any pot. Can you give me some in my pipe? That's how I'll do it.
It just turns into puff, puff, puff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. That sounds all right.
I'm not against it.
Doesn't sound that bad.
And I don't think you're being a rebel by saying, I'm still going to pass joints when this is over. No. How about you're just lucky you can get together?
You're just being an idiot.
Now, I want you to notice that they're talking to stoners here or people that smoke weed. I said that about 72% of respondents.
Remember when we used to pass it to the right-hand side?
Pass the Dutchie to the left-hand side.
Left-hand side.
Oh, God.
Now, I've been doing it wrong the whole time.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That's because you're not a small Jamaican boy.
If you remember, I said that about 72% of respondents have stopped sharing smoking apparatuses with other, but only 65% said their buddies had not shared with them.
That's just as dumb.
There's a little discrepancy.
You're not sharing with anybody else. Don't take anybody else's apparatus.
Since the outbreak, are you worried about not being able to pay for your weed? 37% said they are worried about paying for their regular cannabis use.
I'll get you later.
This not really scientific survey conducted online by AmericanMarijuana.org.
Now, you're as much of a rebel as anybody, Craig. Don't you think your future pot parties, you're going to say, well, I'm just going to pass it anyway. It's over now, the pandemic.
I don't know.
You beat cancer, so you shouldn't be doing anybody's germs anyway.
Yeah, but I didn't get that from somebody.
Yeah, but you could give. You could get sick.
It's not contagious.
No. All right.
Oh, and neither are car accidents. Car accidents, not contagious. Stop throwing that stat around.
Call me when the next pot party happens.
Heart attack, not contagious.
Nope.
Obesity. We'd all be fat if that was contagious.
Yeah, right.
We would.
I'm starving.
Chad Zumach, when we get back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.